We're here with Stefan Logan of the Montreal Alouettes. Stefan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first off, what I want to know, there's a lot of trash talkers in the league, and we've heard one name thrown out quite a bit, but who do you think is the biggest trash talker in the CFL?
Besides Nick Lewis that's on my team, I would have to say Simone Lawrence for Hamilton. He's a big trash talker, you know. It's quite a few. I mean, I have to say, you know, like I said, Nick Lewis is one, Simone is one, Manny Arsenal is another one. You know, them boys talk trash all day, all game. It's just nonstop with those guys. It's like, that's how they get going, you know, off of talking trash to everybody else. So I instead of me saying one, I have to say three. Them guys, there's some motor miles when they're out there on the field. It's crazy.
Is there a particular trash talker in the league that just makes you laugh? It's just fun to listen to?
Yes. And that one, I'll have to give it to Simone. He's funny. He talks a lot of trash, but he's humble at the same time. You know, like, he'll talk trash to you. He'll be like, you know, but he'll hit you. Talk trash. He's like, you all right? You good? Like, yeah, I'm good. And it's funny because I'm like, okay, I don't mind that. You know, he talk trash. He'll come hit you, let a nice hit on you. But at the same time, he'll talk trash. But then he'll be like, you good? Yeah, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. Like, all right, cool. You know, so it's kind of like, it's a humble trash talker.
If you could master one skill that you don't currently have, what would it be?
Does it have to be dealing with football?
No.
Just skill?
Just anything.
Oh, if I can master a skill, I want to be a singer. I want to know how to sing. I'm a big fan of R. Kelly and Chris Brown and Trey Songz. You know, I don't want to be a rapper. I don't want to be
R&B going.
Yeah, I like R&B. Yeah. I don't want to be T.I. and Kanye and Jay-Z. I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to be Pac and Biggie. I want to be. I'm a big R. Kelly fan, so I want to get the slow grooves going for the ladies. I don't want all that rap stuff.
What are you watching on Netflix right now?
Netflix? I don't really watch Netflix that much. But if I do, I would probably get into that show Power that people keep telling about, the show that 50 Cent came out with. I think I'm going to try that one. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to watch a couple of episodes and see how it is. They keep saying it's better than Empire, but Empire is pretty good. I just don't like really the gay scenes, but that's fine. It makes the movie. But Power, I heard Power got some really explicit scenes in that movie, in that show, so I'm going to check it out.
Is there any particular song on the radio when it comes on that you can't help but sing along to?
I would have to say, is it John Mayer? I think it's called Say, something like that. I don't know, but when I hear it, I love it. It's a good song, and what made me love it even more is because my son loves it. You know, when it came on, he started singing. I'm looking back like, whoa. But now every time I hear it, it makes me sing because I think about him all the time. So, yeah, I would have to say that one.
So going along with singing, do you sing in the shower?
I try. I slowed it down a little bit because I was listening to a Whitney Houston song. And I tried to hit one of those high notes that she had. And I felt like I scratched my throat. I said, I'll never do it again. I said, I'd never do it again after that. So I try, but I'm not very good.
What's your best cheat meal?
Say it again.
What's your best cheat meal?
Cheat meal? I would say, mine ain't a meal. Mine's a snack. A honey bun. I have to have a honey bun before I go to bed every night. I don't know why. It's like, you know, being here, it's like a drug. Like, I got to have that honey bun or some type of Starburst or Skittles or something, like, right before I go to bed. It's like, it's funny. It'll give me a rush before I go to sleep. It's crazy.
What is one job, if you weren't doing football, that you would be terrible at? Like, what would you just be the worst at?
As a job?
Yeah.
A math teacher. If I was a math teacher, everybody in my class get A's because they can tell me anything. I'm like, you're right. You're right. When I say I am the worst in math, like, 2 + 2 is probably as far as it's going to get with me. Math, I am horrible in math, you know, and I'm not ashamed of it either. I'm just not good at math. But if I was a math teacher, everybody in my class passed.
What's the best place in Montreal to eat?
Me and a couple of the fellas, we go to this place called Nolana. It's a pizza place. Like, we love this pizza place. It's right down there in Old Montreal, in Old Port. It's like handmade pizza. and it's like old style, old fashioned. And they give you like a little tray, and they give you these scissors to cut it with. And it's if you ever come to Montreal, go to this place, Google it. It's called Nolano. It's a great, great piece of place. That's probably the best place for me.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi all day long.
Without hesitation?
Without hesitation. Coke is all right, but Pepsi is the best.
And the most important question you're going to be asked today, dogs or cats?
Neither.
No.
No, I don't. I'm not a pet lover. I don't have no pets. I don't even let pets come in my house. Like, only pet that comes in my house, and the only reason is because my mom's dog name is Canada. And she named the dog after my first year in Canada in 2008. And the dog name is Canada. That's the only dog that comes in my house. And when she come in, I'm very strict on that dog. Like, don't go upstairs. Stay right here. He'll go in the backyard. I don't like animal cruelty, but I don't want no pets. So dogs or cats, neither.
All right. Stefan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.